Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us 54 minutes after the hour. In the next hour, we're going to talk about neuromuscular, neurological diseases. One doctor reversed hers, and she has a protocol, the Dr. Walls protocol for reversing neurological disorders. So stay tuned for that, because she had she made amazing strides in her own disease. Let me go to the story about the EMP, since we're going to be talking about EMP in the third hour with Miss Ayers. This story was about, golly, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that. It was on Judge Jeanine, in which she came out all startled. Oh, my gosh, there could be an EMP attack. And she had a gentleman on there, and I'm going to play the clip for you in a little bit, but it was ex-Navy SEAL Christopher Mark Heben. He was, and this is a gentleman that she showed talking about how important an issue this is under the name of the Patriot Project. And, of course, somebody here in the studio made the statement at that time, you know, what is a half-life of a person that starts talking about that kind of stuff? And it turns out how sad it was that he was shot Friday night in Bath Township, Ohio, days after warning Americans on the Judge Jeanine show about how easy it would be to take down the U.S. power grid. Christopher had been working on this new project called the Patriot Project. And the question is, was this another attempted hit on patriotic veterans? Mysteriously, though, police said that he was treated at a local hospital. The hospital had no record of him being there. Police are seeking information following the shooting of him in that parking lot. He was shot outside the Mustard Seed Market and Cafe. Doesn't exactly sound like a really bad area of town. After he was shot in the stomach, he followed the vehicle carrying the shooting suspect, but began to feel so ill, he drove himself to the fire department to seek treatment. All right, let's play the interview that Judge Jeanine had with him so that you can hear it for yourself.
Open. And joining me now is former Navy SEAL Christopher Mark Heben. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Judge.
You were a Navy SEAL for more than a decade.
Right.
You have experience with the grid. What can you tell us about it?
Well, you know, the power grid is amazingly easy to dismantle. As an unconventional warfare specialist, I was trained to dismantle and take down power grids in other countries. Believe me, it doesn't take a doctorate from MIT to figure out how to make an EMP device that will take down not only a substation, which this is right here, but the transmission stations and the distribution stations. With several EMPs placed properly in the right locations, utilizing a cell phone device with an RFD technology, which is remote firing device technology, could bring down 15 transmission stations.
With a cell phone,
absolutely.
So you don't have to be that smart, that sophisticated, or anything to take down power systems.
Technically, no.
All right. And so what do you do to prevent that kind of thing from happening?
Well, we utilize what's called red cell tactics, techniques, and procedures, where we go into installations and do what's called a threat and vulnerability assessment after we've attacked the installation to show them where their weaknesses are. I've done that as a SEAL. I've done that as a civilian with my own business. Now, what oftentimes happens, unfortunately, is the powers that be don't take the recommendations that you give them seriously for whatever reason. And what we're seeing now is, you know, we have what's called the Federal Energy, the FERC. It's a regulatory commission for energy. And it's made up of guys who are desk jockeys, former FBI agents that have never been downrange. They're not trained in unconventional warfare. They took a class for 2 days or 3 days, and now they're putting them in charge of this energy commission? That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, you say when you do a report assessing the vulnerabilities of these particular substations or transmission centers, I mean, what happens to those reports?
They sit on a desk, they get looked at, they get tossed around, they say, wow, these recommendations are too costly, or we're not going to do them because they're going to affect our bottom line. And that's usually what happens. You know, there's cameras. If you look at this building, there's cameras everywhere. But a camera without a person behind it is a dead camera.
All right, we're going to be back after this break. Now, keep in mind this interview, because Cynthia Ayers worked on this project also with Judge Jeanine. We'll be back after this. 1 minute, 10 second break. Thank you.